listeners, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to our program today as we declare, souls are crying and men are dying, let us work diligently to win the lost. This is Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I'm ministering on the topic, the three laws of recompense. They are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to God's children, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is universal and pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, and sometimes it overlaps the others. I believe you will receive answers to many of the whys we often ask. Now, at the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of The Three Laws of Recompense.
I believe in disciplining. I believe in spanking. I believe in whipping. I believe that the Bible teaches that. Spare the rod and spoil the child. If God is going to tell us parents that, don't you think that He's going to do it? If He spares chastening, we're going to be spoiled brats. How many have ever met any of those kind of people? Amen? So He chastens us. Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures to you. Psalm 94:12. Blessed. Somebody say blessed. You want a blessing? How many wants a blessing? Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. You see how they go together? Chastening and teaching. He said it's a blessing. It is a blessing when the Lord chastens us because we obviously need to learn something. Amen? Job 5:17 and 18. Behold, happy. Somebody say happy. Happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not the chastening of the Lord. For He maketh sore, somebody say ouch, and bindeth up, somebody say ah, and His hands make whole. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Yeah, He's going to make your backside sore, but He's going to bind you up. And He's going to make you whole. And believe it or not, it's going to make you a happy Christian. You're going to be happier later. We're going to see that in a minute. You'll be happier later. Proverbs 3, 11 and 12. My child, despise not the chastening of the Lord. And we heard that in Job. Now we get the second witness. Neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth even as the father the son in whom He delighteth. Did you know that when your parent told you that, they were actually quoting the Bible? Did you know that was the word of God when they said, I'm doing this because I love you? If I didn't love you, I wouldn't whip you. Did you realize it was in the Bible? Yes, because every one of God's children that He loves, all His sons in whom He delights, amen, He chastens and corrects, because nobody, as a parent, you love your child, period. Unconditionally, you love your children. But let's be truthful, you do not delight in them when they are bratty. You love them, but you don't delight in them. Amen? When they are bratty and sassy and get up in your face and act all evil and carry on, you're not delighting in that child at that time. Amen? You delight in that child that is humble, that is obedient. Amen? That does what you tell him to do. That's the child you delight in, and so it is with God. And like I said, if you spare the rod, you hate the child. Now here's another one, Proverbs 13:24. He that spares his rod hates his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. How many remember what the word betime means? Okay, two people. Who does not know what the word betimes, B-E-T-I-M-E-S means? Okay, more people there, and a lot of the rest of you, you must be asleep. So put an elbow in the person next to you and say, do you know what betimes means? Now, it sounds like, now maybe it's just me, but just reading it by sound, it sounds like a whole bunch of times. Whip, 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 spank, 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 just beat them every time constantly. How many know there are some people, I cringe. The child can't say a word, they slap them up the head. The child can't even, slap, 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 bang, bang, bang. That's not teaching them anything. They don't even know what they're doing. They even think they're going to say something, they're done smack the child again. Have you ever seen that? It just, oh. No, it doesn't mean many times or over and over again. It means on time. And chastens him on time. You gotta discipline them when they have committed the wrongdoing. Especially young children. If you don't correct them when they did it and you come back an hour or two later, they don't even know why you're spanking them then. That's a wasted spanking. So, you know, say, wait till your father comes home. No. By then, it's over. And not only that, that's making their father the big bad meanie. And then they're always going to associate their father with being spanked. He said, you do it on time. Amen. I would rather have God come down on me when I have done that thing so that I understand and I get the message so I won't repeat it and have to go through it again. Lord, correct me now. Correct me right away. Amen. So that I will understand immediately because I want to learn my lesson the first time so there doesn't have to be a second or third or fourth time. Because God wants to teach us so that we will not expose ourselves to the snare of the enemy. The Bible talks about in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, that there are people who are taken captive by the devil at his will. And he's not talking about sinners. He's talking about the saints of God. Amen? That's why correction is so necessary. Remember, it means to bring up, to rear, to train, to educate, to discipline, and to correct. Now, I will have you turn here because this is the hallmark scripture on chastening, and that would be Hebrews 12, verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Now, we remember that I read that to you once in Job and once in Proverbs. And he's telling them, you've forgotten it. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So let's look at what's being said here. First of all, he told us, don't forget the exhortation that whom the Lord loves, he chastens every son. He says he scourges every son. And this word scourge, I mean, there's no way of getting around it. It means to whip. That's what it means. It means to whip. Amen. He whips every son that he receives. Now, of course, we realize that when we're speaking in reference to God and to us, God whips us verbally. Amen. How many know God deals with us spirit to spirit? Isn't that what the word tells us? He deals with us spirit to spirit. We can't receive anything from God in our flesh. Amen. Let me tell you something, huh? There'd be times I'd have rather the Lord come down and whip me with a little switch. I'd have been glad to have that. That would have been a lot nicer than when the Lord has to come down and deal with your heart and your spirit. Oh, my. My. But he said, if you will endure that, if you will endure it. You see, some people won't endure it. It's conditional. Some people don't receive correction from God. But he said, if you will endure it, understand he's dealing with you as a son. And the word deal there means to bring you to a particular place. He's dealing with you. He's reasoning with you to bring you to a place. And the place he's trying to bring you to is a place of recognition of what you've done, contrition and repentance. Because that is God's aim, is to bring us to the place that we understand so that we can learn our lesson and not have to repeat these things. He goes on to say, but if you don't receive chastisement, and then he says it again, whereof we are all partakers. And Paul was being careful to include himself. Nobody likes anybody to preach down at them. You want to make an enemy of the whole congregation? Get up here if you're the preacher and just preach down at the people. They'll be leaving real quick. Why? Because you're saying, well, they must have the wrong spirit. No, you don't preach down at anybody. You realize this is for me too. I'm in the same boat. We're fellowship. How many are fellowship? That means we're all fellows in the same ship. Amen. I'm in the same boat. Sometimes I have to receive chastisement from the Lord. Amen. And anybody that gets in the pulpit and puts themselves above that, they're not telling the truth. Amen. And so I always try to be careful that whenever I have to deliver a stern word, and if the Holy Ghost gives it to me to deliver, I've already gotten past wrestling. I've gotten past that. I got the victory. I deliver what he gives me to deliver. But I always try to make sure that I include myself. And this is what, because when you give somebody a stern word, it's not easy to swallow. Come on, let's fess up. It's not easy to swallow it, even though in your heart you know it's real. You know it's true. And when you're going through that inside you, you got that little tug of war going on, all your flesh wants to do is find something to jump at, to grab hold on, to try to ease the conviction.
Amen. Friends, I hope you have been blessed and spiritually enlightened by our message, The Three Laws of Recompense, which are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to the children of God, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is a seminal and universal principle that pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, physical, natural, relational, spiritual, and financial, just to name a few. In our very troubled and even calamitous world, we often hear and perhaps even ask those difficult questions. If there is a God and he is good, why are so many bad things happening? And what about the righteous God's children? Why do they experience bad things? And then there's the problem of the ungodly who do wickedly and seem to get away with it. What's up with that? It doesn't seem fair, does it? I believe we can find answers to these and to many other objections people have about the way things seem to go in life when we look at these three clearly defined and biblical laws. There is great comfort for the obedient, instruction for the humble, and warning to the disobedient. The Three Laws of Recompense is available on CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please ask for order number SK150. That's SK as in Sharon Knotts, 150. Remember, your love gift helps us to support the radio ministry and pay for the airtime on this station. Send your request for Three Laws of Recompense, order number SK150, and a love gift of at least $10 to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you may order online at rghardy.org. God bless you, and until next time, Maranatha.